Bienvenidos.
Welcome to New Order Online Radio, the show that brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on NewOrderOnline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Community Special Edition Podcast Volume 37. As you know, we are already on the final round, and it's time to vote for your favorite tracks. The top 10 will be on the album, and it's up to you to decide which one will be. So tonight's podcast will feature two songs competing on this final round. We have Bassificator with Everything's Gone Green, but we're going to start with Loss of God and As It Is When It Was. Let's hear the original tune from New Order. This is live from the Rhythm Festival 1993.
Thank you.
So now we are going to remind you about Loss of God. If you've been listening to the podcast since the beginning, you realize Loss of God already won a face-off, and that's why he's participating on the final round. He's from Liverpool, UK, and he's gonna tell us a little about his band.
Well, it's not really a band, so to speak. I've had the name Loss of God in my head for a long, long time. I think it was in one of Jim Morrison's ramblings, poems, call it what you like. And I remember hearing this many years ago, and the phrase just stuck in my mind. So I've always thought, so if I ever did anything musical, I'd probably call myself that, so that's what I've done. It's not really a band, so to speak, it's just basically me mucking about when I get a chance. Seeing how this competition goes might give me a little bit of confidence, might steer me towards doing a little bit more. I've had a lot of songs knocking about for a few years in my head, never really getting things down, never having a chance, to be honest, pretty busy life. But who knows? I chose this song because I really liked it from when I first saw it. I think it was on television in about 1985 in the UK. There was a broadcast from the Hacienda. New Order did two songs. They did As It Is When It Was, and they did Sunrise. And I just remember jumping up and down and just going nuts for both of them, especially As It Is When It Was. I thought the bass line, they used to start it, well, they start it live with the bass line, and it's just absolutely fantastic. The recorded version's a bit different, but it's just an amazing bass line and fantastic song. Yeah, I basically wanted to do it in a very natural sounding, organic way. New Order, they do rock out a bit when they play it live, and I just thought it was essentially a simple little tune which would probably benefit from a more stripped down version. I know other people have done stripped down versions of New Order. They tend just to be an acoustic on its own and things like that. I just wanted to have a few instruments but basically still keep it nice and simple, and not go over the top with the playing. I'm not really into that personally. Just play to the song, really, and not. There's no real star, and there's no real star in my arrangements. It should just all merge together. I used basically Cubase to record the tracks. I used acoustic guitar, an old acoustic guitar that's been in my family for many years. It's about 30 years of age. It's not in any way, shape, or form a great guitar, but I think it's got a lot of character, and you get some nice little tunes out of it and some nice little sounds as well. But it goes out of tune for about 6 frets, so it's just one of those things. I used an old Yamaha bass, some sampled piano, drum machine on Cubase, and that is about it, I think. Hello, my name's Paul. I submitted As It Is When It Was as Loss of God for the competition, and here it is.
You're listening to Community 2 on nerdonline.com.
The wall.
of me. You listen hard and I will make you see. Whatever you do to me, you listen hard and I will make you see.
Loss of God and As It Is When It Was, his submission for Community 2 final round. Be sure you go to community.neworldonline.com and visit Loss of God's profile. Be sure you listen again to this song, leave a comment there, and if you like it, vote for it. Remember, you can vote up to 20 songs, and when we count all the votes, the 10 songs that have more votes will get to the album. Moving forward with the second band of today's show, we are going to Lacona, USA to find Versificator. He submitted Everything's Gone Green for the competition, and now we're going to hear the original tune by New Order. This is a live version from Torino, Italy in 2005.
Cheers, thank you! Now you'll have to bear with us. This next song, because I think we've not played it for many, many years. I've not really got a fucking clue. Played it once in the sound check today, so if it sounds shit, it's punk, right? This is Everything's Gone Green. It's got really miserable fucking lyrics.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're now presenting Versificator. David Church is the only member, and he couldn't record an interview, but he did send us the answers by email. About his band, he tells us, "The band is just my own self-pushing buttons on a computer program I bought back in 2001. I made some other New Order and Joy Division covers, several of which feature in the last community contest, plus some original works in progress. I played a few live shows of this material and it has received good responses." So we are going to hear some of his new material. This is Versificator and Agro Sequencers Test. That was Agro Sequencers Test from Versificator. About his take on Everything's Gone Green, he says, "I did a sort of raw electronic version of the song that I hope harkens back to some of the old live version that you might hear on various bootlegs. These scratchy, primitive, sometimes chaotic renditions of the song were really my main inspiration for the way it turned out. I'm not really a musician or an audiophile in any sense, just a button pusher with ears, plus I can't sing. If my version has any strengths, it would hopefully be a union of nostalgia and aggression that produces a strange and disconcerting ambience." When we asked him about what sort of equipment did he use to make his cover, he said, "I used a vastly outdated and impressively cheap program called MTB Music Generator, plus a microphone plugged into the back of my home computer and some tinkering in Cool Edit Pro. No great expertise, money or equipment needed, the electronic equivalent of pump music." And finally, "Why did you choose the song you did?" He says, "It has always been a great favorite of mine, no matter what form it seems to take. It's very simple, an early merging of guitars and sequencers, but it managed to capture the essence of both rock and dance music." So now, we're going to hear Versificator's submission for the final round of Community 2 contest. This is Everything's Gone Green. that was Everything's Gone Green by Versificator. Be sure you go to community.neworderonline.com and visit his profile, listen to the song again, leave a comment there, and if you like it, vote for it. Remember, you are deciding which one of the 68 songs we got on the final round is on the final top 10 that will go to the album. So you have until May the 20th to do it. We're going to do this kind of podcast, 2 songs each, so you won't miss a thing about this final round. So that was all for tonight's show. This was Almanzo, and I let Sofia say goodbye for me. She has such a beautiful voice.
And this concludes tonight's community special on Northern Line Radio. See you all next time.